This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time for another rousing round of great mate debate.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's great mate debate.
What do we have?
A lovely couple today, Rebecca and Joe. And they are determining whether or not Grandma gets to keep driving the kids.
Oh.
Oh boy. This sounds not fun. Rebecca won the toss. Rebecca?
Yai.
What's going on with Nana?
So we have a son and a daughter in elementary school, and my husband's mother's been picking up the kids from school and driving them to our house in the afternoons. But recently she got in a car accident with the kids. And
with the kids.
And luckily, with the kids in the car, luckily nobody was hurt, and I acknowledge that, but the kids were obviously very shaken up. I am too, and I do not think his mother should be driving the kids anymore. I think it's way too dangerous and risky, and there are other ways for them to get home, and I don't think I'm wrong. I think this is ridiculous that we're even arguing about this.
So, okay, so I know the people who listen to our show are going to get down in the weeds and go, what are you going to do? Get a bus, get a carpool, whatever. Mm-hmm. You've got it handled. You can handle it without her picking up the kids. It's going to get
taken care of. And I will make sure, like, I will figure it out. Like, I can't have my kids getting in car accidents. Like, this is a liability.
I don't know that this matters, but before the accident, did you have any reservations about them riding with her?
Not really, to be honest. I mean, I was okay with it, but I mean, I just think this was like the wake up call that I needed, that it could have been a lot worse. She's old. I mean, that's the reality.
Okay. But she didn't get exponentially older. Okay. Let's just get Joe in here. Joe.
Yay.
Yay.
So why do you want your kids to be in danger?
I don't. The crux of the issue that I have with it is that the accident was ruled not her fault and the state isn't taking her license away. So like she was hit, which could have easily happened to me or my wife or any other competent driver. So if she had done something, you know, blatantly wrong, like run through a stop sign or something like that, like I would be, you know, on the other side. But
Joe, could she have avoided the, like, I'm just saying, do you think your wife is just being completely unreasonable? You don't think your mom's age played any factor whatsoever in this accident?
I've really looked long and hard at this. It was a fender bender thing. Like I said, it was the other person's fault entirely.
But it's been the other person's fault, and I definitely had responsibility in the accident. I'm just, like, I understand what you're doing, and you're trying to make a great case, and that's your job. But like, okay, keep going. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I don't want anybody thinking that I'm here because I want to endanger my kids or I'm being lazy about the situation or anything like that. It's just I've looked long and hard at all the factors in it, and to me, that's what adds up, is that this could happen to somebody who's 30 years old, 20 years old, 40 years old, 50 years old. Like, I don't think it is on her and her age in this case. And like,
But what about the next one? If it is her
exactly,
fault?
Exactly.
Like, I'm Rebecca. I'm not taking your side yet, but I'm just
Joe. How do you think your mom would take it if you tell her
you're done.
You can't ride drive the kids anymore.
I mean, that would certainly be a hard hurdle for her, and that would be a little challenging. I'm not saying it would be impossible, but that there would be some time and work in getting her, quote unquote, okay with that.
Yeah.
303-222-5423. If you want to pick a side, you can call that number or text that number. There is a point where you have to tell older people that they can't drive. I don't know if we're here, but I will say this. They age out fast when you start taking things away from them. And I'm not saying you're going to be the reason she dies, Rebecca, but you kind of are. I also understand, like, I wouldn't put my kids in harm's way intentionally.
I can't even believe we're fighting about this. I said she can come over, she can spend time with them in the afternoon, so I'm not telling her she's not allowed to be around them. She just can't drive them. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Okay. You just don't think she's cognizant, so she can drive herself over to your house.
Even her reflexes, whatever. My kids should not be in the car with her. It's not even like really up for debate. I mean, I should have said it before this even happened.
Which I completely understand. And I'm torn between the emotion of, like, I have two kids too. I can imagine how scary that is.
I have been the person where it's like, you're not allowed to drive our kids.
Really?
That was for my nephews.
Yeah, I was like, what kids are, okay.
They told you couldn't drive.
My sister did, and then she died. So now I drive her kids around.
You've been, like, they said, because you're kind of...
Yes. I have gotten better. So. Wow.
And you give me grief all the time. I had no idea.
Yeah, we got a room full of great drivers here.
Well, but, so I'm torn between the emotional side, but also there is a logical side of statistics, and car crashes happen. Cars are dangerous no matter who is driving. Is a bus any safer where they don't have seatbelts? Like, all this stuff that we put to the back of our mind, we think planes are so dangerous where, obviously...
They're really not.
The statistic you've all heard, I'm sure, you're more likely to crash on the way to the airport. And stuff. So are we getting, like, riled up in just the statistical insignificant thing that happened one time, and since it happened, might not happen again because it already happened?
But the kids are scared now.
The thing that scared really
the kids
me.
Happened with Nana, and it's like, I don't know. I see both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you can't spare Nana's feelings by risking your kids, but you really need to think long and hard at what the real risk is to your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Is this accident, if genuinely, like, Joe, you do make good points. If the state is not taking her driver's license.
Do they take anyone's license, really? Mm-hmm.
I'm probably your fifth DUI, maybe.
I haven't gotten mine yet.
Yeah,
so.
They took mine at one point for speeding too much.
Really?
Yeah. But I don't know. Okay. It's like...
I've ridden with you.
But the same...
Okay.
Don't even... I don't know the right answer. I think there's going to be other people... If you took the kids away from her entirely, I'd say that's an absolute... You can't do this. Because it would kill her. Like... And I'm not trying to overstate it, but it's like, you don't get to pick them up. You don't get to spend time with them. If she can still be at your house and hang with the kids for the afternoon when they get home from school, that's cool. Mm-hmm. But you are taking some of her utility away from her.
Mm-hmm.
Some of her, I feel needed and useful and
yeah, exactly. I help out with my family.
Yes. So.
And it's also kind of like, is she going to feel like I failed? Yes. By trying to help out my family.
Rebecca, Joe,
I mean,
hang
why
on.
Why is it all about her? It's just ridiculous.
You're right. They are your kids. But
yeah,
it's an accident. It could have happened. Yeah. Have you been in any accidents, Rebecca?
No, to be honest.
Let me ask this. By the logic that we're following, if you ever get in an accident with the kids, a little fender bender, and it's not your fault at all, by the same ruling, are you then not allowed
to drive? I'm their parent. Like, I have to drive them. Like, this is not something we have to do. It's not the same thing. It's just not.
I keep getting more torn.
But
if my mom did it, I wouldn't let her either. So it's not like I'm only saying your mom.
So it applies to like our parents, but not to us.
Oh boy. Joe, don't make it worse than it.
I have to drive our kid.
You, okay.
Yes.
I'd like for you to be able to sleep in your bedroom tonight, Joe, so I would say less. Hang on. Everybody hang on.
I don't know.
I don't have a side.
Accidents are accidents for a reason.
But it's like the kids can join a carpool or something, and then that person could get in an accident. Like, I don't, are they really any safer?
Whatever car they were in at that moment would have got hit, according to Joe.
Yeah. Well, and I was going to say, I feel like a lot of people, if they get in an accident, then they're very careful afterwards, or if they get a ticket, now you're all of a sudden not speeding. But you said you got a bunch
a lot.
You never stopped. So.
All right. So you guys get to pick a side. Does Nana get to drive the kids anymore? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're in the middle of a great mate debate between Rebecca and Joe, and people are fired up.
Yes.
Basically, Rebecca, they have a couple kids. Grandma picks up the kids and takes them home from school and then kind of watches them at their house. But Nana got into a little bit of a fender bender the other day. Not her fault, but Rebecca's like, this is the sign.
Yep.
This is the sign that says we're not allowed. You're not allowed to drive the kids anymore. During that whole exchange, we found out that Aaron too is a bit of a reckless driver and has been forbidden.
I have gotten better.
All right, Rebecca, Joe, feel free to jump in with anybody on your side, not on your side. It's up to you, and we'll get you an answer here in a minute. Karen?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on the dad's side.
Why?
Well, I am a grandma, and I actually wasn't, the kids were not in the car with me, but I was in an accident. I actually rolled my car.
Oh, gosh.
But, yeah. And granted, I fell asleep. It was like 5 o'clock in the morning.
And hey, you're on his side? You're making a great case for Rebecca.
I am a super safe driver. I haven't had a ticket in
when you're awake.
Sounds really safe.
But I'm not picking the kids up at 5 o'clock in the morning. And I'm just saying,
why are you driving at 5 o'clock in the morning?
I was coming home from watching my grandkids all weekend that I did every weekend. And
but aren't you tired?
I'm not anymore. They live kind of with us. But
okay.
And I watch them most of the time. I think, like the dad said, anybody can get into an accident. And like somebody else, I heard somebody else say, you are so careful after something happens. But keeping in mind, the dad's got a point. This was not her fault. I guarantee you, Mom, you're going to be in an accident. Somebody's going to rear-end you in your lifetime. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
And you can't, I mean, this is a overpopulated place. And it was not her fault. Remington? It was not her fault. To hold that against her is not fair to her. How old is Grandma?
She is 68.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we had a lot of people asking that. How old is she? We never actually said.
Thank you for the call, Karen.
Thank you, Karen.
Enjoy your day.
Bye.
Enjoy your nap. Hi. I have destroyed Great Mate Debate. You guys, I don't know that I'm going to be able to pull it back together. Okay, let's just keep going.
I didn't want to say anything mean, you know, but no, like, come on.
Debbie?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. I'm a grandmother, and I drive my kids all over town, but I have an arrangement with my kids and my grandkids where if they're ever uncomfortable about my driving skills, end of conversation, I stop driving them. This isn't about me. It's not about your mother-in-law. It's about the parents, and she feels uncomfortable, and that's the end of the story.
Wow.
Oh. Okay.
Great point.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Lori?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I guess on his side, for a couple of reasons. Number one, if Grandma was driving in that dangerous state, would definitely have taken her license. I don't hear them expressing for Grandma when she's driving herself around. And also, I think this is ageism in its worst form because it's coming from her own family. Just because you're older doesn't mean you're less capable. I was in a nearly fatal accident.
No, and you're right. Mm. I don't, you know, you can be capable, but you don't, I don't have to trust you with everything. Like, you're capable of, like, walking across the room with a coffee cup, but I'm not going to, like, give you a Ming vase. Like, Aaron's klutzy, right? Like,
yeah.
There's just, I see there's that. Levels. Okay, let's just keep going here. Nicole.
Yes.
Whose side are you on?
Yeah.
Sorry. Well, how old is Nana?
We just answered it. 60. She's 68.
Oh, okay. So was the mother-in-law not liked before this happened? Because if it was a fender bender and it was someone else's fault, I don't understand why a 68-year-old should be punished. And the other thing is, one day she's going to need Nana to pick up her kids. And if she's told her
in an emergency,
and Nana's gonna be like, well, forget you.
Oh, I'm good enough today.
Oh
my God, that is a great point, because it's like there will be a day. Thank you. Let's get one more in here, but it looks like it's leaning one way. Rylan,
hi.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on the guy's side.
Okay, why?
I just don't see a reason to revoke her rights to pick the kids up from school when she did nothing wrong. And I get she's getting up there in age, but if she's not like 90 or 100, I think she should be fully capable of picking the kids up. And that gives grandma quality time with the kids, you know? And I get the kids might be scared, but that could happen to literally anybody, any day. I drive all day long.
Yeah. Thank you for the call. I don't know if you're getting the sense of this, Rebecca, but
it's so funny. All anyone cares about is grandma. Like, no one has mentioned, like, how my kids feel, how scared they are. Like, all anyone cares. And they're all grandmas, so, like, they're just going to defend themselves, basically.
So you're not really...
Even if we take a break for a year and, like, just, like, see how it goes. But, like, I'm really not changing my mind. Like, my focus is my kids, not her feelings.
Wow. That's okay.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on. I feel like we made this situation considerably worse.
A lot.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.